What a wonderful time of worship this morning.
刚刚我们的敬拜多么好。
There is such richness in the means that God has given to us to worship Him.
神给我们可以敬拜他的方式是多么的丰富。
To be able to pray together.
我们可以一起祷告。
And exhort one another.
我们可以彼此的劝勉。
And then to use song to sing to the Lord.
然后我们可以对主唱诗歌。
To be able to hear the girls singing this morning for us.
可以看见这些小姊妹们唱歌。
And then to be able to open the Word of God also and read what God has written for us to read.
我们也可以来读他的话，来看他在话在书上怎么对我们说
的。And meditate on it and allow it to sink into our hearts.
我们可以默想主的话，让它沉在我们心里。
These are wonderful gifts that the Lord has given to us.
这些都是神给我们美妙的礼物。
I'm sorry. Every time I get up, my throat fills up. I don't know why.
我每次上了讲台，我喉咙就哑了，不知道为什么。
And it's wonderful to be able to have a whole weekend like this to worship, to pray.To read the scriptures, to meditate, to think, and to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
我们能够有一个周末分别出来，来听主的话语，看主的话语，来思想，来默想，这是多么的美好。
This morning, I want to continue looking at the question of the witness of the body of Christ.
今天我们继续来看基督身体的见证。
And I want to look especially at the question of how the body of Christ is unified.
我们今天特别要来看神的。这个基督的身体怎么样达成合一
？How the church is one church.
教会如何是一个教会
？And I want to use Ephesians chapter 4.
我们今天要看的是在以弗所书第四章。
The first 16 verses.
前面十六节。
I'll read in English first, and then we'll also read in Chinese.
我们要来读这整个十六节，先读英文，再读中文。
Paul says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then." I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets,Some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Instead,Speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
我们现在读中文。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与所蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚。温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜一神就是众人的父超乎众人之上关乎众人之中也住在众人之内我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌将各样的恩赐赏给人既说升上岂不是先降在地上吗那降下的就是远升诸天之上要充满万有的他所赐的有使徒有先知 有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
It's a good thing knowing more than one language, isn't it?
我们何等的好，我们懂不止一种语言。
Everybody knows that there are some things that are more easily expressed in one language than in another.
因为有些话呢，用某一个语言来表达，比另外一种语言更合适。
I think all languages can express all important ideas.
我想一些很重要的观念和想法，所有的语言都可以来表达。
But sometimes it's easier to express things in one language than in another language.
但是有的时候呢，就用某一种语言来表达某一样的事情更合适。
Sometimes Chinese has just the perfect word for something and English doesn't have it.
有的时候呢，中文就可以表达的这么恰当，英文就没有办法。
Sometimes it's the other way around and English has a way of expressing things that are hard to express in Chinese.
那有的时候刚好相反，有的时候用英文来表达某件事情就更合适。
I always enjoy listening to Chinese who have been here in the United States for a long time. I enjoy listening to Chinese talk who have been in the United States for a long time.
我有的时候很喜欢听中国人，他们在美国已经很久了，然后他们讲中国话。
Because they speak Chinese, but in the middle of it, they throw in English words.
在他们讲中文的时候，他们都夹着英文。
You've got a stream of Chinese, and you've got an English noun, and then you've got an English verb over here.
因为有的时候讲一整句话，就是有一点英文这里，有一点英文。
Because when you've lived here for a while, there are some things that actually are easier to say in English, even if it's not your first language.
因为你在美国久了以后，有些话呢，就用英文来表达就更合适，虽然英文不是你的母语。
Now Chinese has one advantage, big advantage, I think, over English.
那我觉得呢，中文有一个好处是英文没有的。
And that is that Chinese still has, English used to have, but does not have, Chinese still has a clear way to distinguish between you singular and you plural.
那就是中文呢，它还是可以表达得很清楚，就是一个你，还有你们。
English used to have this.
英文它以前是可以这样表达的。
The word you used to be plural.
从前这个这个字 you 以前是复数的。
And the word thee or thou was singular.
然后这个古字 thee 或是 thou 是代表单数。
But we've lost that today.
但是今天英文已经不这么用了。
So when we read Ephesians 4:1, and Paul says to us, as a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. In English, we don't know if that you is singular or plural.
所以在第一节当保罗说我为主被囚的劝你们，在英文就是用 you， 所以在读英文你分不出来它到底指的是单数的你还是复数的你。
But in Chinese it's immediately clear, isn't it?
但是在中文就说你们是非常清楚。
It's plural.
是复数的。
And that's what it is also in the Greek.
那在希腊文也是这样。
Paul is speaking to all of us as a church.
因为保罗是对众教会说的。
He's not simply speaking to us as individuals.
他并不是只是对个人而言。
This is important to understand.
我们必须了解。
Because in America, we tend to be very individualistic.
因为在美国呢，我们非常注重个人主义。
In America, we're always thinking about ourselves. What can I do for myself? How can I improve myself?
因为在美国这个文化，我们比较注重个人，我们总是想着我能够为自己做什么。
But the Bible often wants to call us away from individualism, and it wants to call us to think about us together.
但是圣经的教导却叫我们离开个人主义，要让我们为全体来想。
When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we do not say, "My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name."
因为当我们读主导文的，我们祷告主导文的时候，并不是说我在天上的父。
We say, "Our Father in heaven."
而是说我们在天上的父。
Even if we pray this prayer alone, we still say, "Our Father," because that's what Jesus taught us.
即使我们我们祷告是个人祷告，但是主耶稣仍然教导我们说，我们在天上的父。
And that reminds us that God is the Father of all of His children, all of His church, not just me.
换句话说，主耶稣要提醒我们，神是我们众人的父，是众教会的父，不是只是我的父。
The Bible is also full of commands that we sometimes call the one another commands.
圣经上也充满了主耶稣的命令，我们就叫他说是彼此怎么样，彼此怎么样那种命令。
The Bible says, love one another.
比方说，圣经教导我们要彼此相爱。
Serve one another.
要彼此服侍。
Care for one another.
要彼此关怀。
The Bible calls us to think not in terms of me, but in terms of us.
愿圣经教导我们不是只是单单为我个人着想，而是为我们众人着想。
Now, Christianity is very concerned about our individual salvation.
的确，基督教的教义呢，我们非常重视个人的救赎。
Each one of us must come to the Lord himself or herself.
我们每一个人都当单独的到神面前来。
I have to ask God for forgiveness for my sins, not for your sins.
我必须向神求来赦免我的罪，而不是我们大家的罪。
I need to take Jesus as my Lord. He may be your Lord, but I have to take him as my Lord also.
耶稣可能是你们的主，但是我必须求他做我个人的救主。
But Christianity is never satisfied with just the individual.
但是我们的信仰不只单单只是在乎我们个人而已。
God is building a people.
因为神是在建立他的百姓。
He's making a new humanity.
他是建立一群人。
He's bringing people from all different parts of the world.
他从世界各方招人来。
Bringing us all into one body.
然后来进入一个身体。
And he's building us up together.
然后他在这个身体里面建立我们。
And I think this is very important to the theme of our retreat.
这对我们这一次大会的主题非常重要。
Jesus Christ has one body.
因为耶稣基督有一个身体。
There is not a Chinese body and an American body.
他只有一个身体，所以他并不是说有一个中国的身体，有一个美国的身体。
There's not an African body of Christ and a Korean body of Christ.
也并不是说他就有一个非洲的身体，或是有一个韩国的身体。
Now, in a sense, the local church is to function as the body of Christ.
但是就这地方上来说。一个教会，它就像一个基督的身体。
So within our own church, within the Cupertino Christian Assembly, the whole church is to function as the body of Christ.
就像在本地，我们这个基督徒聚会就应该像一个身体一样的来运作。
But we're also supposed to remember that we're just part of a larger body of Christ that is universal.
但是同时的，我们必须要记得，我们不过这是宇宙教会中的一部分而已。
And that we need one another.
我们彼此需要。
In the local church, we need one another.
就是在我们这个地方上的教会，我们彼此需要。
And in the larger body of Christ, we also need one another.
但是在这个大的基督的身体里面，我们同样的彼此需要。
Like it or not, we are one body.
不管我们喜不喜欢，我们都是一个身体。
We're one people.
我们都是一群百姓。
And God calls us to love each other.
然后神要我们彼此相爱。
And to seek unity with one another.
让我们彼此合一。
Now, how does that unity come about?
但是这个合一怎么可能造成呢?
I think Paul speaks in this passage about two main ideas that are very important.
在我们刚刚读的这段经文里面，保罗有两个主要的信息。
One idea is that the foundation for our unity is our Christian character.
一个信息就是说，这个合一的根基呢，是在于基督徒的品格。
And the other principle is that the way our unity is expressed is by people having different gifts within the body of Christ.
另外一个信息呢，就是这个合一的表现出来是我们有不一样的恩赐。
I want to talk about both of these principles.
那今天我的信息就会讲这两个。
First of all, the principle of Christian character.
第一个是基督徒的品格。
In verse 2, Paul says this, Be completely humble and gentle.Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
第二节，保罗说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
This is the kind of character that each one of us has to seek if the church is going to experience unity and peace.
如果我们教会要有彼此的合一和和睦，我们就必须有这些品格。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient and bear with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
What does it mean to be humble?
怎么样能够谦虚、谦卑呢？
Being humble means that you recognize that sometimes Other people may be right and you may be wrong.
谦卑，换句话说，有的时候我们必须承认我们自己是错的，别人是对的。
Being humble means that you're willing to consider other people's needs before your own needs.
有的时候我们要先为别人的需要着想。
Last night, Brother Yu spoke to us about the humility of Christ.
昨天晚上，余弟兄也跟我们传讲到谦卑的性格。
How Jesus, even though he is by nature God, was willing to humble himself and become a servant and live in this world among us.
他讲到耶稣基督，他原来就是神，但是他愿意谦卑降卑他自己，来到人当中来做我们的仆人。
Jesus said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came to serve."
耶稣他自己说，人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And that's humility.
这就是谦卑。
Now in the church, we have a great tendency, each one of us, to want to be first.
而在教会里呢，我们通常就有一个倾向，我们总是愿意在出人头地。
We want people to recognize us.
我们希望人家能够看重我们。
We want people to praise us.
希望能够来称赞我们。
We want to be number one.
我们希望能够成为第一。
And so we're pushing each other and we're shoving each other. Everybody trying to be number one.
因为每一个人都希望是第一，就彼此互相的竞争。
It's like on the freeway when the cars are driving and everybody wants to get ahead of everybody else, and you're pushing and you're shoving, trying to get ahead.
就像我们在高速公路上开车，如果我们总是要超车的话，我们就必须要超过别人。
We have to put this.Pride to death.
但是我们必须致死我们的骄傲。
The first night that we were meeting together, Brother Yu spoke about the fact that in the church we have to die many times.
就像第一个晚上，余弟兄说，我们在教会里，我们必须向自己死。
I knew exactly what he was speaking about.
我知道他讲的是什么意思。
I remember some years ago I was working in the church together with a man whose gifts and abilities really made me feel small.
我记得几年以前我在教会里服侍。有一个弟兄，他的恩赐大到让我自己觉得非常的渺小。
His mind worked so fast.
因为他的脑筋动得这么快。
And his mouth worked so fast.
那他说话也这么快。
And he had so much energy that he could accomplish so many things.
他永远都有用不完的精力，他可以做这么多的事情。
And I felt like he was running circles around me.
我总是觉得他就在我面前绕圈子。
It was like I was the turtle kind of walking along like this, and he's the rabbit running around me at high speed.
跟他在一起，我感觉我自己慢得像一只乌龟，而他就像一个很快的兔子在我周围绕。
And in my heart, I wanted to hate him.
我心里实在是很想来怨恨他。
I mean, there's a part of me that wanted to tear him down somehow.
一部分的我呢，就很想把他压下来。
A part of me that wanted to look at what he was doing and say, well, yes.Sure, he did that okay, but this is not very good.
有的时候我心里会想说，的确他做了有些事情好的，但是他还有很多事情他做的不好。
I wanted to criticize him.
我想要批评他。
Because I wanted to lift myself up.
因为我想提高自己。
And I had to struggle in my heart with my feelings toward this man.
因为我对他有这样子的感觉，我常常心里很挣扎。
And I remember sitting many times and praying and actually crying.Asking the Lord to give me purity of heart to be able to love Him.
我记得好多次我自己坐在那里祷告，甚至于流泪祷告，我求主让我的心里能够纯正，能够爱他。
And asking for the power to be able to honestly pray for Him to succeed and do well.
我向神求能力，让我能够真诚地为他祷告。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我讲的是
什么吗？ This is a kind of death.
这就是死。
This is.Seeking the humility of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，追求主耶稣的谦卑。
And it's not easy.
不容易。
If you think it's easy, if you think it's simply a matter of saying, Lord, make me humble, and then suddenly you will be humble, it's not that easy.
不是那么容易，不是像我们想象的祷告说，主啊，你让我谦卑，我们就谦卑了，不是那么容易。
We have to struggle with the Lord in prayer. We have to struggle with our own hearts.
我们必须在我们的心里有挣扎，在我们祷告上挣扎。
What does it mean to be gentle?
那温柔又是什么意思呢？如何温柔
？Gentle is not simply being kind to people, though that's included.
温柔不单单只是对人家好而已，虽然这是一部分。
Being gentle means that you have the ability to put other people's needs ahead of your own needs.
温柔其实就是说，我们有这个能力和度量，能够先为别人的需要来着想。
Being gentle does not mean that you're weak.
温柔并不表示我们软弱。
It doesn't mean that you let people run all over you.
并不是我们懦弱，让别人都来欺负我们。
But being gentle means that you have strength inside.
而是我们里头有力量。
That allows you to think about other people first instead of always thinking about yourself first.
所以我们不会只是单单为自己想，而是能够先为别人的需要来着想。
Jesus described himself as gentle.
主耶稣说他自己是温柔。
The Bible said that Moses was the most gentle man on the face of the earth in his day.
而圣经上也说，摩西谦和温柔，超过世上的众人。
Moses was a strong man.
而摩西却是一个有能力的人。
Jesus was a stronger man.
耶稣更有能力。
But they both had the power within them to think about other people first.
但是他们里头却有这个能力，能够为别人着想。
And this is what gentleness means.
而这就是温柔的意思。
I remember a woman who was fired from her position at her workplace.
我记得有一个姊妹有一次被她的公司开除。
And it was unfair.
这实在当时是一个很不公平的事情。
And a lot of her friends said to her, "You need to sue the company."
然后她的朋友就说，你其实可以告这个公司。
And she thought about it.
她也考虑了。
But she decided in the end that she wouldn't sue the company.
但是这姊妹决定她不要来诉讼这个公司。
Because she decided that if she did that, it would hurt the company and it would hurt the people working in the company. She would get more money, but in the end, other people would suffer.
因为如果她告这个公司的话，对公司还有对很多人都不利。虽然她自己可以得到很多钱，但是却很多人会受苦。
And so she had the strength and the freedom inside of her to say, "No, I won't do that."
所以他里头有这个力量，也有这个自由，能够说不，我决定不去诉讼这个公司。
Now there may be times when suing a company is the right thing to do.
当然我有的时候呢，去控告一个公司是对的事。
But she could see that her only reason to do that would be selfish.
但是她看这个姊妹看见，她唯一要去控告这个公司的理由呢，不过是非常自私的。
And so she didn't do it.
所以她决定不这么做。
That's gentleness.
这是她的温柔。
What about patience?
那忍耐又是什么呢？
Patience is putting up with people.
忍耐其实就是包容别人。
Patience is recognizing that people are imperfect.
而我忍耐呢，就是了解到人都是不完全的。
When you become a Christian, you do not become perfect.
当我们成为基督徒以后，我们并不是立刻成为完美。
You still have lots of flaws and lots of problems.
我们身上仍然有很多的问题，很多的缺陷。
Every one of us does.
我们每一个人都有。
And every one of us hopes that other people will be patient with us.
我们每一个人都希望别人能够忍耐来包容我们。
There's a bumper sticker that says, "Be patient with me. God's not finished with me yet."
在车上有的人有贴着说，你请你用忍耐来包容我，因为神在我身上的工作还没有完成。
But the difficulty is for us to be patient with other people.
但是要我们用忍耐来包容别人却是非常困难。
We want them to be patient with us.
我们希望别人都能够忍耐地来包容我们。
But we want them to be perfect today.
但是我们我
We want them to be perfect now.
但是我们却希望他们今天就成为完美。
I remember working with a man in the church who just about drove me crazy.
我记得有一次我跟一位弟兄同工，那这个人真的是让我很伤脑筋。
He was in the worship ministry and he was so difficult to work with.
他在教会里带敬拜，但是跟他一起服侍非常的困难。
And I prayed for him.
我为他祷告。
And I discipled him.
我也带领他。
And I felt I was very, very patient with him.
我觉得我自己对他已经够忍耐了。
And then one day he turned on me and he treated me so angrily and so badly that I was deeply hurt.
但是有一天他对我反目，非常的生气，我非常的受伤。
And I said to myself, "That's it. I just don't want anything more to do with him."
所以从此我就说 ，OK， 我以后再也不理他了。
I'll just let him go his own way. I'm not going to pay any attention to it.
我就从此就任凭他，他爱做什么就做什么，我再也不理他了。
I give up on it.
因为我放弃了。
And then he went to a retreat.
但是有一天他去了一个退休会。
And he was touched by the Lord in a very special way.
在退休会里面神摸着了他。
And his character was sweetened.
突然他的个性变得这么的甜美。
I don't mean that he became perfect, but a lot of the things that I had struggled with him were changed very suddenly.
我当然他还不是完美，但是有一些我原来很讨厌的地方突然他就改变了。
And I realized God has the power to do that. So we can't give up on one another.
We
can't say, I don't want anything to do with these people anymore. We have to remain patient with one another, praying for one another, waiting to let God work in one another.
让我们继续祷告, 忍耐, 让神来做工。
There may be somebody in your life right now who just drives you crazy.
或许在你的世界里有些人就是让你非常的伤脑筋, 头痛。
There may be somebody in your life that you've already said, 算了吧, I want nothing to do with him.
或许有些人在你的生命中你已经对他们说算了,我以后再也不理他们了。
Be very careful.
但是小心。
God wants us to bear with one another in love.
神要我们用爱心互相的宽容。
And the word, the last word that Paul uses here is love.
因为神, 保罗在最后有他用的, 性格就是爱心。
Love is the quality that crowns all of the other qualities.
爱心它包括了所有一切的品格。
William read to us this morning from 1 Corinthians 13 about love.
威廉刚刚他, 为我们读的就是哥林多前书第13章有关爱的。
Love bears all things, believes all things.
凡事宽容, 凡事包容, 凡事相信。
In other words, love is the ability for us to keep on caring for people, looking forward to what God is going to do in them, believing that God has a future for them, even when we don't see the kind of behavior from them that we want to see.
爱它本身就是一个动力, 能够让我们彼此的宽容, 并且来期待神来做事。
The love of God is so powerful.
神的爱是这么的有能力。
Most of the problems we have in the church, almost all of the problems we have in the church, could be taken care of if we would simply allow God to pour His love into our hearts and then love one another with that love.
我相信几乎在教会里所有的问题都可以解决, 如果我们让神的爱来浇灌在我们心中。
Now these are the qualities that make unity in the church possible.
这些品格呢，就是教会里合一成为可能。
Be completely humble, be gentle, be patient, bear with one another in love.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Would you like for me to tell you what you can do to drive your leaders in the church completely crazy?
你需要我来教你们怎么样使你们教会的领袖非常对你头痛伤脑筋吗?
Would you like for me to teach you? I can teach you right now what you need to do if you want to split this church and destroy the church.
我可以教你怎么样让这个教会现在就分裂。
It's very easy.
很容易。
All you do is you take these words and you go the opposite direction.
就是把这些我们刚刚讲的品格呢，我们做相反的事。
Don't be humble, be proud.
就是不要谦卑。 就骄傲一点,
Don't be gentle, be rough and rude to one another.
不要温柔, 就彼此呢, 互相的粗暴一点,
be impatient.
不要有耐心,
Don't love each other.
也不要互相的相爱,
if you do this, you can split the church in very, very short time.
如果你们照着行呢, 很快就可以使教会分裂,
and you can drive your leaders into the hospital.
可以让你们, 之间, 中间带领你们的人, 马上就去住院。
I've watched churches split, and that's exactly how it happens.
我曾经看见教会分裂所发生的就是这样。
It's a failure for us to pursue these specific qualities of humility and gentleness and love and patience.
如果我们不追求这些品格，这就是我们的失败。
But if you will pursue these qualities,
但是如果我们追求这些品格,
then your leaders are going to be happy leaders.
那你们之间的带领你们的人就会非常的喜乐。
And the church is going to grow.
教会也会增长。
And Christ is going to be glorified in the church.
主耶稣就可以在我们教会中得到荣耀。
And there's going to be peace.
我们也会彼此和睦。
And there's going to be joy.
喜乐。
Stop and think for just a minute before we go any further.
让我们在继续讲下去之前, 我们先停一下想一想。
Ask yourself this question.
让我们问自己一个问题。
In this church, am I a force for unity or for disunity?
在这个教会里面, 我是成为这个教会合一的一个力量, 还是分裂的一个力量?
In this church, am I the kind of person who shows humility and love and gentleness and brings people together, or am I the kind of person who is driving people apart?
在这个教会里, 我是不是谦卑、温柔、忍耐, 用爱心把这个教会合一, 还是相反的?
Are you patient with other people?
我们是不是能够彼此忍耐?
Do you love people even when it's hard to love them?
我们对那些不可爱的人是不是仍然能够爱他？
Or have you been very harsh with people?
还是我们对别人非常的粗鲁？
Have you been angry with people?
我们是不是对别人常常愤怒？
Have you been impatient with people?
没有耐心。
Search your heart.
让我们扪心自问。
If you've been wrong in this matter, confess your sin to God and ask God to change your heart.
如果我们在这些点上我们做错了，让我们来向神认罪。
Without Christian character, there is no unity in the church.
让神来改变我们，因为没有这些品格的话，在教会里不可能有合一。
Now here's the second principle.
然后第二个信息。
That in the church, God has given different kinds of gifts and different kinds of grace to different people.
在教会里，神给不同的人不同的恩赐。
In verse 7, Paul says, But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
就像第七节保罗说我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Now you might suppose that for us to have unity, we should all be the same. We should be exactly like one another.
因为我们有的时候会想说如果我们要合一的话我们可能都应该彼此非常的相似。
But that's not the way it works.
但是事实上并不是这样的。
God achieves unity in the body of Christ by making us different from one another.
神在教会里做成了合一，但是我们彼此却非常的不同。
He gives different gifts to different people.
因为他赐给个人不同的恩赐。
And it says here to each one. That means every single one. Everybody in the church receives grace and receives gifts.
圣经上说我们个人蒙恩，换句话说，我们每一个人都得到恩赐。
That means that I have something that you need.
换句话说，我有一些恩赐是你所需要的。
And you have something that I need.
你也有一些恩赐是我所需要的。
And we're supposed to serve each other.
然后我们彼此应该服侍。
Now, I like to preach.
我很喜欢讲道。
I actually enjoy standing up here and preaching.
我很喜欢在讲台上讲道。
Most people hate being up in front of an audience. They can't stand it.
大部分的人都不喜欢上讲台，站在众人面前。
God has given some of us this crazy...love for standing up and preaching.
但是有的人就神就给我们这个很奇怪的恩赐，有的人就是喜欢站在讲台上讲道。
I enjoy this.
我喜欢讲道。
Brother, you enjoy this.
我相信余弟兄也喜欢讲道。
You can see it.
你可以感觉出来。
If there are 20 people to speak to, that's wonderful.
如果他能够对20个人讲道，这很棒。
200 people, that's better.
如果200个人更好。
2,000, great.
2,000个人那更棒。
20,000, praise the Lord.
两万个人哦，感谢主。
We enjoy doing this kind of ministry.
我们喜欢这样子的事工。
But let me tell you, if you asked me to be the person to organize this retreat,
但是如果你要我来安排这次的退休会，
it would be a disaster that the church would never recover from.
那教会就会有我非常的糟糕。
If you asked me to be the one to take care of the money, taking care of the registration, dealing with the school, setting up the rooms.It would be a complete, complete catastrophe.
但是你如果要叫我来负责报名或是财务或是其他的 program 的话，那就非常的糟糕。
I cannot organize a potluck dinner.
我连聚餐都没有办法安排。
I don't have that gift.
我没有这样子的恩赐。
But there are other people who do.
但是有些人有。
And you know who they are. You know who the people are who have done all of the organization for this retreat.
你知道有什么人他可以安排这样子的。
And the contribution that each of these people makes is as great as the contribution that brother you or I can make by preaching.
这些人所付上的跟余弟兄和我所付上的是一样重要。
I've got a friend in my own church who's very interesting.
我在我的教会里有一个朋友，他非常的有意思。
This man...Hates meetings.
这个人呢，他就是不喜欢聚会。
So if you try to put him on a committee or something, he doesn't want to be put on the committee because he doesn't want to come to meetings.
哦，他不喜欢开会，所以你如果让他在某一个委员会里做事的话，他就是没有办法。
And if you force him onto the committee, he'll join the committee, but every time there's a meeting, he thinks of an excuse not to come.
如果你强迫他参加什么样的团体一个委员会。但是每一次要开会的时候，他就找一些理由不来参加。
It's almost a joke among the other leaders. We say, "What excuse is he going to come up with this time? We know he's not going to be here, but why won't he be here this time?"
我们都已经非常了解他了，所以在我们中间常常开玩笑，我们都会想，这次他不知道用什么理由，反正他就不会来开会。
Now I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that's the way he is.
我不是说这是一件对的事情，但是他就是这个这样子的人。
But in our church, there is no better person for taking care of newcomers to the church than this man.
但是在我们教会，没有一个人做新来照顾关怀做得比他更好。
Every time we have new people in the church, and I want to make sure that somebody takes care of them, I look around for him, and I go over and I grab him.
所以每一次我们教会有新来的人呢，我总是到处的去找他，让他来照顾这个。
Because he knows exactly what to do.
因为他就是知道该怎么样照顾。
Other people are clueless.
因为别人就是没有想法，不知道该怎么办。
This person takes the newcomer. He talks to them. He gets them a cup of coffee. He introduces them to other people. He invites them out for lunch.
因为这个人呢，他就会可以跟他讲话呢，有时候倒一杯咖啡给他，或是介绍别的弟兄姊妹给他，甚至于请他出去吃饭。
He's a one-man hospitality committee.
他本人呢，一个人就是这个新来照顾的小组。
This is his gift. Other people don't have this gift.
这是他的恩赐，别人就是没有这么大的恩赐。
And it's very precious.
所以非常宝贝。
Recognizing the fact that we have different gifts is a fundamental principle in the church. This is how the church grows.
让我们了解，我们彼此都有不一样的恩赐，而这就是让教会成长的原因。
In verse 16, Paul says, "From him, that is Christ."The whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
第十六节，全身都靠它联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Do you hear that? As each part, that means every single person. We are each of us to find our gifts and use them for the building up of the church.
这节说按着照着个体的功用，换句话说，我们每一个人都应该找到自己的恩赐，而且照着我们的功用彼此相助。
When you find your gifts and you use them, that is not being proud.
如果我们找到了自己的恩赐，而我们运用自己的恩赐，这并不是骄傲的表现。
There are some people who seem afraid to use their gifts because they think that people will believe that they're being proud.
有些人呢，他们不敢用他们的恩赐，因为他们怕别人觉得他们很骄傲。
But in fact, to use your gifts is humble.
其实呢，运用我们的恩赐是一个谦卑的表现。
You're saying, Lord, thank you for what you've given to me. Now let me use it to bless your people.
换句话说，你是向神说，神啊，我感谢你赐给我这个恩赐，现在我要用这个恩赐来帮助别人。
Don't expect everybody to be like you.
不要想每一个人都应该跟你一样。
Expect everybody to be different from you.
应该想每一个人都跟我们不一样。
But find out how you can serve the body of Christ.
但是让我们找到自己的功用，怎么样来
Let me tell you something else. I believe that within the Church of Jesus Christ, not only different individuals have different gifts, but different groups have different gifts.
同时呢，我发现在基督的身体里面，不单是个人有不一样的恩赐，我觉得各个的民族也有不一样的恩赐。
Paul does not speak about this here, but I believe this is a principle that is true.
我相信这个原则是事实。
Let's take the Chinese church, for example.
就比方说中国教会。
In most Chinese churches, there is some kind of a division between those who are overseas born and Chinese speaking and those who are American born and English speaking.
通常在中国的教会里面呢，我们会有一些新的移民的人，还有一些在美国长大的中国人。
And usually there is some degree of conflict between these groups.
这两群人呢，有些不一样。
You talk to the younger people and you ask them about the overseas born Chinese, what do they think of them?
你问一些年轻人，你对这些移民的中国人的想法是怎样的？
Oh, they're so conservative.
他会说，哦，他们很保守。
They don't like to try anything new.
他们都不喜欢尝试新的事物。
They sing all this old music.
他们都唱那些很古老的诗歌。
They force us to study Chinese.
他们强迫我们来读中文。
And then you ask the older people, what do you think about the younger ones?
然后你问这些年长的中国人，对这些年轻人你有什么看法呢？
Oh, they're so wild.
他们好野。
They're not Chinese at all.
他们一点都不像中国人。
They're not mature at all.
他们一点都不成熟。
Now, some of the criticisms from both sides may be true.
而这些说法可能是对的。
But we have to understand, in the church, God gives different gifts to different groups, and He wants us to learn from one another.
但是我们必须了解，在不一样的群体里面，神给不一样的恩赐，我们必须来尊重对方。
I've been in the Chinese church a long time myself.
我自己呢，在中国教会出入很多年。
And I know I don't look Chinese, but in a way, I am a little bit Chinese. All of us are sort of somewhere between what you might call sort of pure American, pure Chinese. We're somewhere in the middle, all of us.
其实我们所有的人呢, 都是在这个, 纯中国人, 纯美国人的中间带。
And we can help each other.
所以我们可以彼此帮助。
If our attitude toward one another is we want to learn from one another and we want to bless one another, we can grow together.
如果我们存着这样子的态度, 我们可以彼此互相的学习, 互相的祝福, 我们就可以一起成长。
I also believe that different traditions of churches have different gifts.
我也相信, 在教会里有不一样的, 传统的教会, 他们有不一样的恩赐。
I attended a big prayer rally in Los Angeles many years ago.
好多年以前在洛杉矶, 我去参加了一个祷告聚集的大会。
And there were people, there were thousands of people from all over Los Angeles who came together in this big, big auditorium to pray.
成千上万的人, 从洛杉矶各地来到这个礼堂来祷告。
And it was really powerful because you have all of these different colors, all of these different people, all of them praying to the same Lord. It was wonderful.
你看见各式各样的人, 用各式各样的语言来祷告, 实在是非常的奇妙。
And after we had worshiped together and prayed together for a while, they asked all of the pastors to get up and come down to the middle.
当我们, 祷告和, 敬拜完了以后, 他们就请
So there was this great group of pastors. We all came forward into the middle.
所以有一大群的,
and all of the people held out their hands and they prayed for us.
然后所有的人呢, 他们就伸出手来为这些牧师祷告。
And it was wonderful to feel all of these people praying for us.
你可以感觉到这么多人来为你祷告, 实在是一件很好的事。
And then they said, now we want all of the pastors whose first language is not English to come up on the podium.
然后呢, 他们又说, 我们请这些牧师, 他们原来的母语不是英文的, 上到讲台上来祷告。
Now you know Los Angeles. Los Angeles is like the United Nations.
你知道在洛杉矶呢, 就好像联合国一样。
There must have been 25 or 30 pastors who got up on that podium. Their first language was not English.
差不多有25到30位牧师, 他们上了讲台, 那他们原来的母语都不是英文。
And they started praying. They each one of them prayed in his own language.
他们就开始用他们的母语来祷告。
And there was Hebrew, there was Arabic, there was French, there was German, there were several African languages, there was Dutch, there was Norwegian, there were all kinds of languages.
有希伯来话的, 有法语, 有英文。 有非洲话的，有各式各样的语言。
And of course, my first language is English, so I was standing down below.
因为我的母语是英文，所以我没有上了讲台。
I was watching this.
但是我就看着他们。
And I thought it was so interesting to watch.
那实在非常有意思。
Most of the white men who were there from European background,
大部分从欧洲来的白人的,
they prayed kind of the way I would pray.
他们跟我祷告的方式差不多。
Kind of quiet.
比较安静,
kind of reserved.
比较保守,
oh Lord, we praise you and we thank you.
主啊, 我们赞美你, 我们感谢你。
Then there were some black pastors up there from Africa.
然后有一些, 黑人牧师从非洲来的。
When they prayed like this. They prayed powerful prayers.
然后他们的祷告非常的有能力。
Then there was a Korean pastor up there.
然后就来了, 韩国牧师。
Now you've never seen any powerful prayer until you've seen Koreans pray.
如果你没有看见韩国人祷告, 你还没有看过有能力的祷告。
When they gave the microphone to this man, he went down on his knees, his hands went up in the air, and he started shouting as loud as he possibly could.
当他们把麦克风给这个牧师的时候, 他立刻就跪下来, 然后他伸出双手。
And I remember standing there thinking, he's going to pull the Lord down with his sheer strength.
我在那边看他, 我感觉他好像是要把主从天上拉下来。
So I was waiting to see a Chinese pray.
我想要看看一个中国牧师祷告。
So I'm looking around and I don't see any Chinese up there.
我看看讲台上, 我看不见一个中国牧师。
I thought this is terrible. Somebody's got to get up there and pray in Mandarin.
我想说, 总是要有一个人上去用中文祷告啊。
There was nobody up there.
没有一个中国人在上面。
I looked over beside myself.
然后我就看我旁边。
And I saw a Chinese couple standing there.
我看见一对中国夫妇。
And the wife is saying, 你上去吗?
他的妻子就说, 你上去啊。
Get up there, she's saying.
你上去吗?
And her husband is saying, 不要, 不要。
他先生就说, 不要, 不要。
And the wife is saying, 你上去吗?
他的妻子就叫他上去。
So finally he gets up. And he prays a very humble Chinese prayer.
他终于上去了，他做了一个很谦卑的中国式的祷告。
And I thought to myself, this is beautiful.
我觉得这实在非常的美丽。
We're all praying to the same Lord.
我们都向一个主祷告。
But we come from different cultures.
虽然我们从不同的文化来的。
And we're not the same.
我们都不一样。
And there's beauty in the differences.
对，我看见这不同之中的美丽。
We don't have to all be the same way.
我们不需要每一个都一样。
In my Christian life, I've worshipped with many different traditions.
在我基督徒的生命中，我曾经跟不一样的 传统的人一起敬拜主。
The first year I was a Christian, I worshipped in an Episcopalian church, a Church of England sort of church.
在我刚得救的第一年，我是跟英国国教的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And you know that's a very formal worship.
那他们的敬拜非常的正式。
You do a lot of kneeling.
常常要跪下来。
And you read a lot from the Book of Common Prayer.
那你必须要按着他们祷告的手册来祷告。
And when you take communion, which you do at every service, you go to the front and you kneel, and the priest brings you the cup.
那你要领受圣餐的时候，你必须到前面跪下来，然后祭司来给你圣餐。
It's very different from the way that we've been worshiping here this weekend.
所以跟我们在这里的敬拜方式非常不同。
And it's very different from the way our church worships.
也跟我自己的教会的敬拜方式非常不同。But
I loved it.
但是我很喜欢它。
I enjoy that worship.
我非常的喜欢。
When I was in Taiwan, I worshipped together with a group of charismatic missionaries.
当我在台湾的时候，我跟一些比较灵恩的宣教士一起敬拜。
I don't consider myself a charismatic.
我自己并不觉得我自己是比较灵恩的。
But I had a wonderful experience worshipping with those missionaries.
但是我跟他这些宣教士一起敬拜，我的感觉非常好。
The Lord was so close to us when we worshipped.
当我们敬拜主的时候，我们感觉主与我们这么的相近。
I've worshipped with many different groups, and I've found that there are many different ways to worship.
当我跟这些不同的人一起敬拜的时候，我就发现其实敬拜的方式很多。
I had a wonderful experience worshipping with an African American congregation.
有一次我跟一个黑人教会的弟兄姐妹一起敬拜。
This actually was not in a church, but it was in the chapel at Princeton University. I was just visiting there, and I went to the chapel because I heard they were having a special speaker, and I wanted to hear him.
其实我去，这不是一个教会，而是在一个教堂，在那个普林斯顿大学。
And so I went into the chapel, it was an evening service, and I was the only white person there.
当我进去的时候，是一个晚上的一个聚会，我是唯一的白人。
Everybody else was black.
其他所有的人都是黑人。
I felt very nervous.
我很紧张。
But I wanted to hear the message.
但是我想听这个信息。
Well, the first thing that happened was that a very, very large woman came out and started to play the piano.
然后呢，第一件事情就是有一个块头非常大的姊妹来弹钢琴。
You worried for the piano bench when she sat down on the piano bench. She was large, this woman.
她的体型这么的大，你就想说那个椅子不知道能不能承受得了。
But let me tell you, when she started to play that piano, you could not sit still.
但是当她开始弹这琴的时候，你就没办法继续坐在你椅子上。
That woman could play that piano.
因为她真的很会弹钢琴。
And everybody started moving.
每一个人都开始摇摆他们的身体。
We were sitting down, but everybody was moving back and forth.
每一个人都开始摇摆他们的身体。
Moving back and forth more and more and more until I started to worry the pews were going to rip out of the floor. Everybody was moving back and forth.
就这样子左右的摇摆，我觉得那个椅子都要歪了。
And the singing was so powerful.
而他们的唱诗这么的有能力。
And then the preacher came out.
然后传道人上台讲话。
And this was a very elegant preacher.
这实在是一。
He was the kind of preacher who chooses his words extremely carefully.
他的讲道非常的高尚高雅，他每一个用字都非常的小心。
This was 20 years ago. I still remember whole sentences that he spoke that night.
其实这已经是20年前，但是到今天我仍然能够记得他的讲道。
And he started off very quiet.
他刚开始的时候非常的安静。
And slow.
讲得也很慢。
And then his voice started to build.
然后慢慢的声量就加高,
and it got louder.
然后声音就越来越大,
and it got stronger.
然后越来越有能力,
and pretty soon, the congregation started preaching back to him.
那不久之后呢, 信徒就开始有反应。
He would say something, and somebody back in the back would say, Amen!
他或许会讲一些事情呢，然后就会有一个弟兄就从后面就说 Amen.
He would say something else, and somebody over here would say, Preach it, brother.
或者他讲一句话，那又有一个弟兄就说，弟兄讲的对。
He'd say something else, and all the women in the front would say, That's right.
他或许会讲一段，那前面坐的姊妹就说，你说的对。
And he got louder and louder, and the congregation got louder and louder, and it was going back and forth like this.
然后他。说话的声量越来越大，他们彼此之间这么的互动有反应。
After a while, everybody was shouting.
过一会儿，所有的人都在喊。
And I was shouting.
我也在喊。
Quietly.
不过我喊得比较小声。
Everybody else is saying, "Preach it, brother."
每一个人都说啊，讲到了弟兄啊。
I was saying, "Good point."
我会说啊，说得好。
And I tell you.His sermon was a biblical sermon. They were not just shouting for the sake of shouting. It was a good message.
他们讲到并不是只是为了要喊而已，这个道讲得非常的好，非常的合乎圣经。
And the people were responding to it just as in this group you respond to prayers.
他们对传道人的反应就好像我们当中我们对祷告的反应一样。
And when this service was over, I didn't even have to walk out. I just floated out.I just floated. My feet were off the ground. I felt so good. I was just floating right out the door.
这信息完了之后，我不是走路出去的，我是飘着出去的。
What I'm saying is God gives different gifts to different groups.
所以我说呢，神给不一样的族群不一样的恩赐。
Do you know that the government of the United States of America is based in very large part upon the organization of the Presbyterian Church?
我们知道吗？其实，在美国的这个政府里面，有很多是长老会的人。
The Presbyterians are very organized.
长老会呢，非常的有纪律，有组织。
And over the years, they organize their church very well.
这么多年来，他们对他们的教会的组织非常的好。
And when the founders of this country were writing the Constitution, they studied the Presbyterian Church.
当这个国家在写他们宪法的时候。他们就研究长老会。
That's one of the gifts the Presbyterians have given to all of us.
换句话说，这是长老会所给我们所有的人的礼物。
In this country, we have religious freedom.
在这个国家里面，我们有宗教的自由。
You can believe any religion you want, and the government will not come after you and prosecute you.
你可以选择你的宗教，你有自由，而政府不会来迫害你。
Do you know where that comes from?
你知道这是哪里来的吗？
That comes from the Baptists and the Quakers.
这是从贵格会还有浸信会来的。
They're the ones who brought that idea of religious freedom to this land.
他们把这样子的信念和想法带来了这块土地上。
I believe that the denomination that I'm a part of, which is called the Christian and Missionary Alliance, has a gift.
我是从宣道会来的，我相信宣道会也同样有它特别的恩赐。
I think the gift of our denomination is it is a missions denomination. It has sent out missionaries to all the world at a tremendous, tremendous rate.
因为宣道会有它特别的恩赐，就是我们差遣许多许多的宣教士出去宣道。
We have a lot of weaknesses, but that's our strength.
我们有很多的缺点，但是那是我们的长处。
I've observed your church this weekend. You have special gifts also.
我这个周末我观察你们的教会，你们也有你们的恩赐。
You have a very great gift for worship and for prayer.
你们敬拜和祷告的恩赐非常好。
You have a very great passion to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ, to know Him and to be filled with Him, and I can feel that in your prayers and in the way that you worship.
从你们的祷告，从你们的敬拜里面，我可以感觉到你们希望跟主亲近。也希望被圣灵充满的这个渴慕很强。
I wish I could put that spirit in a bottle and I could take it back to my own church and I could put a syringe there and I could inject people with that same spirit.
我真希望我能够把你们这样子的灵呢，用一个罐子装回去，然后用打针打进我们教会的弟兄姐妹里。
We have different gifts.
因为我们都有不一样的恩赐。
Now, does God want us to all be alike?
神希望我们每一个人都一样吗？
I don't believe so.
我不觉得。
I don't believe God wants me to preach like that black preacher.
我并不觉得神希望我像黑人弟兄那样祷告。
I can't do that.
我就是没办法做到。
I don't think that you have to worship the way the Episcopalians worship.
我也不觉得你们必须像英国国教的弟兄姐妹那样子来敬拜神。
We can be different from one another.
我们可以彼此有不同。
But we must also love and appreciate one another.
但是我们必须彼此相爱，彼此尊重。
We need to understand that God, it is God's will that the church be big and that the church be very diverse.
我们必须要了解，这是神的心意，神希望他的教会很大，而且其中有很多不同。
Now, why is that? Why does God want so much difference in the church? Why doesn't he want us to just be the same?
为什么神喜欢我们不同呢？为什么神不把我们都造得一样呢？
Think about it for just a moment.
让我们想一想。
Why is the universe as big as it is?
为什么这个宇宙这么大？
Why are there millions and millions of galaxies out there filled with millions and billions and trillions of stars?
为什么那边有这么多的银河系，有这么多的星？
Why is it that on the earth there is so much diversity, all different kinds of life, all different kinds of environment, so many different things to see?
为什么就是在这个世界上就有这么多的生态，有这么多的生物，有这么多的事情可以看？
Why didn't God just make a small universe and a small, simple earth?
为什么神就不造一个小的宇宙，就造一个小的地球，不就够了？
It's because God is an infinite God.
因为神是一个无限的神。
And God wants His creation in some small way to reflect His glory.
那神希望他的受造能够在这个稍微的来彰显他的荣耀。
Everything that exists exists to express the glory of God. Everything.
所有的事情受造存在都是为了要来彰显他的荣耀。
And an infinite God wants a big universe.
所以一个无限的神，他要一个大的宇宙。
He wants a big earth.
他要一个大的地球。
And he wants a church that is filled with beauty and diversity from every culture.
他要一个教会里头充满了从各个文化来的不同，还有那个美丽。
When the church is finally completed and we stand together before the throne of God, it is going to be incredible.
当这教会终于有一天完成的时候，当我们都站在主面前的时候，实在是一个不可想象的情形。
All different colors of people.
有各样不同肤色的人种。
All different languages.
讲不一样的话。
All different music styles.
不一样的音乐。
All different instruments that we're playing.
不一样的乐器在那边演奏。
All kinds of people.
不一样的人，各式各样的人。
Worshipping one God.
都一起敬拜同一个神。
Giving praise to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
把赞美都归给羔羊耶稣基督。
Using hundreds of languages.
用成百上千的语言。
But all of us worshiping the same Jesus Christ.
但是我们都敬拜同一位耶稣基督。
That is a beautiful, beautiful vision.
这是一个美丽美丽的意象。
Paul says to us that if we are to become mature in Christ, we need each other. Verse 13, let me read it to you again. Verse 13 says, Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
保罗说我们都需要个人，我们彼此需要13节。保罗说只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We do not achieve maturity by ourselves. We achieve maturity together.
我们不能靠着自己得以长大，我们必须一同长大。
In the church, we need each other.
在教会里，我们彼此需要。
This church needs other churches as well.
但是这个教会也同样需要别的教会。
The Chinese church will not become mature without the American church.
而中国教会不能自己成熟而没有美国教会。
The African church will not become mature without the Eskimo church.
离开了爱斯基摩人的教会，非洲的教会也不可能单独成熟。
Rich Christians who live in the West and have lots of money will not become mature unless we also know and care and love our poor Christian brothers and sisters elsewhere in the world.
在比较富有的基督徒呢，也不能就自己单独成熟，除非他们也照顾那些贫穷的基督徒。
When we're alone and we're looking down upon other people, we're very, very weak.
如果我们单独孤立起来，或是我们瞧不起别人的话，我们就会软弱。
When we stand together, we're very strong.
但是当我们彼此联合的，我们就会刚强。
If you take a chopstick,
如果我们拿一根筷子
，even a child can break it in two.
一个孩子都可以把一根筷子折断。
If you take 15 chopsticks and put them together.
但是如果你把15根筷子绑在一起。
Even Jackie Chan can't break it.
就是连成龙都没有办法 把它折断。
It's together, together that we become mature and we become strong.
所以当我们彼此在一起的时候，我们能够成熟，我们能够刚强。
I'm going to ask William to come up at this time and lead us in a song or two and in some prayer time also. And I want us to focus our attention upon seeking the unity and the growth of the church. As he comes up, let me just lead us in a moment of prayer.
我们一起祷告，然后我们有一点敬拜的时间。
Father, we thank you so much that you have called us into your body.
父啊，我们感谢你把我们呼召进入你的身体。
And we thank you that it is a big body.
我们感谢你，这是一个大的身体。
It is a diverse body.
一个身体有许多不同的人。
Lord, help us to be people of humility and gentleness and love so that we can live together.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够谦卑、温柔、有爱心，彼此包容。
Take away from us our prejudices and our hatred of other people.
把我们中间，如果我们有成见，我们有怨毒，主啊，把我们拿去。
Teach us to love as you love, Lord.
教我们如何爱，像你爱我们一样。
And help each one of us, Lord, also to grow in the use of our own gifts.
也帮助我们，让我们在，在我们的恩赐运用上能够成长。
Let none of us be afraid to use the gifts that you have given to us.
我们中间没有一个人害怕运用自己的恩赐。
But let us use them with humility and love.
让我们运用我们自己的恩赐在谦卑和爱中。
And Father, even if we do not often worship with other groups,Let us at least respect and love Christians from different backgrounds.
虽然有的时候我们没有办法跟其他的教会一起敬拜，但是让我们彼此尊重，互相的学习。
Let us understand that whoever loves the Lord Jesus with a true love and who loves the Word of God is our brother and sister, no matter what color he may be or what he may look like.
让我们相信，凡爱主、爱主的话的，都是我们的弟兄姐妹，不管他们的肤色怎样。
And dear Lord, hasten the day, please, when all of us will stand before your throne, a great multitude that nobody can number, from every nation and tribe and language and people, and give praise to the Lamb of God.
Oh, 主啊，我们盼望那一天快快的来到，到当那一天，所有的人要站在你的面前，从各国、各民、各族、各方来的，没有一个人能够数得尽，把敬拜、荣耀归给宝座上的羔羊。
Call in your people from all parts of the world, Lord, and let us grow strong together.
从各方来招你的百姓来，让我们一起成长。
There is one body.
只有一个身体。
There is one Lord.
只有一个主。
There is one Spirit.
一个灵。
There is one baptism.
一洗。
And Lord Jesus, there is one Savior.
只有一个主耶稣基督救主。
We praise you.
主啊，我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，给了我们各样何等样的福分，何等样的恩典。主耶稣，你把我们众人召集在一起。主耶稣，你给了我们恩赐，我们能够来彼此的服侍，我们能够一起来服侍我们的耶稣，一起彰显你的荣耀，不是这世界的需要。 主耶稣，早晨我们真的是感谢你，我们赞美你。主耶稣，我们再度把我们自己交在你的手中。主耶稣，让这没有保留的生命摆在我们当中。主耶稣，真的是我们每一个人成为你的运河，为着你的教会求祝福，为此彼此来求祝福。主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你，我们何等的赞美你。 主耶稣，把那有需要的弟兄姊妹们摆在我们的心中。主耶稣，真的让我们每一个人在你的家中成为仆人，真的是能够学习彼此洗脚。哦，主耶稣，把你爱的生命摆在我们里面，主，我们不扣留任何你的恩赐，任何你的恩典。